I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. I have lived here in New Orleans off and on for the past 28 years. I've often heard about New Orleans. The only time I really heard about New Orleans was when I was younger. It was Mardi Gras time. They used to show the floats and everything, and I was fascinated by that. But I guess I got my real taste in New Orleans. My roommates from college were from here. And one weekend I came home with them, and it blew my mind. It was something new to me. I had never eaten fresh seafood. I had never eaten spicy foods. I guess basically living in Texas, you know, it's just steaks and stuff like that. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, so the first time I went to my friend's house, he introduced me to his mother, and so the next morning we woke up for breakfast, and we had hot sausage, grits and eggs, and homemade biscuits. Living in college, you know, it's hard to get a home-cooked meal, so my first time eating hot sausage, it blew my mind. I said, I had never eaten food like this before in my life. And as long as she kept bringing it, I kept eating it. She said, son, when was the last time you had something to eat? I said, Mama Nancy, it's been a while. I started coming home with them, and my first Mardi Gras, I was wiped out. I've seen sights that I thought I'd never see before. I mean, oh, babe, I was on Bourbon Street, and I saw the whole shebang. I saw she, him, he, she's. I saw the whole works, and it really blew my mind. It really did. So after I graduated from college, I said I was going to move down here, and sure enough, I did. And as I got more into the city, I started learning about the history of it, and I just became fascinated. You know, this city, it's unique. It has a lot of talent, talented people for musicians, artists, and people of that nature. And it's unique. You know, I've lived in Atlanta, I lived in Houston, I've lived in Florida, but this is home for me right now. I really do enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. And I would invite anyone, if they don't want to live here, at least come down here to visit, because it's very unique, babe. If you're running around the right group of people and you meet the right group of people, you know, it makes it even more worthwhile. Now, they got some rioters down here. They got some places that I don't think the police go. And I definitely don't want to be hanging around there. But as far as the city as a whole, I wish it would be better economically. You know, it's pretty hard up right now as far as jobs and everything, and they don't pay the same wages that they might pay in Houston or Dallas or New York or something like that. But if you want to just have a place where you can just relax and feel free and love to eat food and, you know, just have a good time, you know, this is the place for it. I recommend it to anybody. I really would. Yeah, so that's basically it for me. I'm pretty easygoing. I was married, I got divorced, and I got caught up in the party life. but we're still friends and everything, and I'm just enjoying, not really enjoying life right now, but I'm hoping that life gets better economically and spiritually and things of that nature. So yeah, so that's basically it with me, baby. Like I said, I love to eat, love to drink, love to have a good time, and love the city.